Bessie's round. Well, she slipped her hand down and she left me quite scarce of the price of my pig. So to Nava next day, well, I stretched me way, for I heard people say that this dame had been seen. And but what I got there, having some time to spare, well, I wept at my cares with a drop of pachy. Now the first to come in was old Tatter Jack Flynn, and we danced a few steps of a nice double jig. By and by that I'd soon set me eye on the maid that did rob me the price of my pig. Well, be Tara, be Screen, be the Bog of Armine, be John Paddy McGee, be the High Hill of Howth, be the church, be the bells, be the Great Book of Kells, for to swear any more, do you know that I'm loath? The Lords of Mayo had but heard of me, well, I'm sure they'd come down in a chaise or a gig, and they'd search island round till the maid would be found, and then clapper and bound for the price of my pig. I'll go, my shuttle I'll throw, and from drink I'll refrain, and I'll stick to my loom while my oath it's in bloom, and I'll never be caught by a strumpet again. Sincerely I'll swear it and swear it sincere, if a week should go by, or a month or a year. Action, I'll have satisfaction all on the transaction that cost me my pig.
You are tuned to 91.7 FM, KAXE, Grand Rapids, authentic local radio in northern Minnesota, 89.9 FM in Brainerd, 105.3 FM in Bemidji, audio streaming on the internet at kaxe.org. My name is Melissa, and I am with you this afternoon on the river on KAXE, and in honor of St. Urho's Day, I'm going to be switching over from the Celtic range of things over to the Finnish range of things. The legend of St. Urho originated in northern Minnesota in the 1950s. However, there are differing opinions as to whether it began with the fables created by Sulo Havamäki of Bemidji, or the tongue-in-cheek tales told by Richard Matson of Virginia. Either way, the legend has grown among North Americans of Finnish descent to the point where St. Urho is known and celebrated across the United States and Canada, and even in Finland. St. Urho's Day is celebrated on March 16th, that would be today, the day prior to the better-known feast of some minor saint in Ireland who was alleged to have driven the snakes from Ireland. The legend says that St. Urho chased the grasshoppers out of ancient Finland, thus saving the grape crop and the jobs of Finnish vineyard workers. He did this by uttering the phrase, and I'm not going to attempt it, but it's roughly translated as grasshopper, grasshopper, go to hell. His feast is celebrated by wearing the colors royal purple and Nile green. Saint Urho is nearly always represented with grapes and grasshoppers as part of the picture. That information coming from www.sainturho.com, a little site put together by some folks, I believe, over in Cloquet, but I could be wrong. Not quite certain where the site originates, but it's somewhere here in northern Minnesota. Anyhow, so in honor of good old Saint Urho and his driving out of the grasshoppers from Finland, we're going to be hearing some Finnish music, starting out with Loitama, and I apologize if I'm just massacring names here, but I'm not Finnish. But anyhow, the song from Loitama is called Missing Him. It's off of their Things of Beauty disc. We'll also be hearing from JPP and Gjallarhorn. So keep it tuned to 91.7 KAXE for some Finnish music in honor of St. Urho's Day. And then later on we'll be switching back to the Celtic for that little-known saint, good old Patrick.
Kun mun kultani tulisi, armahani asteleisi, tuntisin mä tuon tulosta.
Sumastellen suuri.
kaula kuin kanervan varsi.